Hey there, guys and ghouls.
You're tuned in to Broadcast from the Belfry, a podcast highly prestigious amongst the morbidly curious.
Mm-hmm. My name's Sanjay, and the human voice you just heard, very human voice, was Georgia. How you doing today, Georgia?
I thought you were going to talk about my cat's human voice, and I was like, nope, You tripping. I am doing very upsetly because of how you just pronounced cashew.
Cashew. If you hear a slightly strange sound, it's me eating these cashews.
Also, my cat is here being a fat little turd nugget. Oh, all right.
Nice. Okay.
She's fled the scene.
All right. What were we talking about? Us being a podcast for the morbidly curious. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about today, George?
Today, we're going to talk about the Venetian Lazaretti.
Ooh.
First and foremost, the island of Pavelia.
This is all very Italian. Do I sound like a...
You sound like a Venetian gondola driver today.
Nice.
I decided earlier.
It's amore. That's what they all sound like, right?
Yeah, you can sing when the moon
is in the sky like a
big pizza pie.
Yeah, that's amore. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Man, I should have got a glass of wine for that one. Mm-hmm. Intern! Why is our intern not here?
We have to get our own wine now. What is this, the fucking
1800s? Yeah.
Jeez.
Don't pay interns to play darts. So, this is going to be a weird episode, because Pavelia has all these rumors about it. We're going to talk about all of those. But then I'm going to come in and drop some truth bombs and be like, y'all need to stop tripping about how weird this island is, because it's not that weird, so calm down. But we're going to talk about why people think it's weird first. I'm picking up some White Claw, gotta try it. Why?
Because the claw's a law. Ain't a law, it's in drinking claws, baby. It's the drink of America right now. And that shit's gone up $100 million in profit over the span of a month. White Claw's the future. At your boy, White Claw Sheriff, on Twitter. Just like, come on.
I said, why? With several whys, and then I said, intern fail, but give me one.
I want one, too.
Sanjay wants one, too.
Tell him I said, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby. Like, quote that. I need a White Claw. I haven't, my White Claw reserves are dangerously low right now. I haven't had a claw in like a week. I don't know what to do with it.
I had a claw, but it was my cat's claw embedded in my skin, and it was not as fun.
Yeah, that's not the fun kind.
Truth bombs. Dropping truth bombs today, nuclear style.
Hiroshima. Nagasaki. Baby diaper.
Okay, now I'm cold.
Bombs. Yeah, it's cold in here. That's what I was saying.
Let's talk about Venice first.
Okay, let's do it.
Did you know Venice is sinking?
Yes, because of everything I've ever seen that has Venice.
Okay. Not Doctor Who.
Not in Doctor Who, that's true. Spider-Man, Far From Home, Venice is sinking.
Okay.
Everything else I've seen that I can't specifically name right now, Venice is sinking.
Cool. Do you know why?
I don't know, because there's so much wet in the world, it's gotta go somewhere, you know?
So it goes to Venice?
Yes.
What?
I'm the one answering questions here, and I'm not the one asking them, you know?
Yep. It's a geological process called subsidence. The gradual caving or sinking in of an area of land. Synonyms: collapse, caving in, falling in, giving way, sinking, settling. Fun fact. There are approximately 30 islands within the Venetian Lagoon.
Ooh, I did not know that.
I think that Venice itself is made up of like 100 and some...
What?
Islands.
Horseshit.
It's all one island, but because of the canals and everything, it's technically like 118,
so it's
I think
like
I read.
Smooshed. It's a bunch of like smooshed islands into
one. Well, because
one,
the canals, some of the canals are man-made, and so...
It like creates islands.
Yeah. How I would expect it to be is that underneath it's all one island,
mm-hmm.
geologically speaking.
Yeah.
This is how I imagine it to be. I don't know. This is how it is because this is how I say it is.
Mm-hmm.
So geologically it's all one island. But because the man-made canals have been made instead of the road, like, you know, roads or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the islands from that, there's like 100 and some. But geologically speaking, within the Venetian Lagoon, there's 30 islands. I think like 31, 32, something like that. Mm-hmm. Venice was, of course, known as a center of Renaissance arts and culture, after Florence, of course. and it has a really large collection of written records. Like, they're really good at keeping records of everything. Super detailed. I don't
know. It's so wet. I can't imagine living in a pool and just keeping all my shit in order. I don't live in a pool right now, and I still don't know where anything is.
I don't live in a pool, and I still got half of these Post-its wet. Yeah. Somehow. Just, when I was writing them. Like, probably because I always drink wine when I make my notes.
Yeah, probably.
Or I just drool a lot, so then I get drool on them. So they're really good at keeping, like, detailed records. I think they just keep them... They probably have crazy amounts of government records and library records and historical records. But Venice also played a huge role in the development of public health, as we should learn about in this episode.
Are we going to talk about the Da Vinci Code in this episode?
I'm not going to, but you can if you want to.
Sick. All right, keep going.
Fun fact number two. 40 days. The Italian for 40 days is where we get the word quarantine from.
What? Because they thought that's exactly how long it took for everything to go away?
Yeah, that's just how long they required for, like, observation and everything. Because most diseases will express themselves, have symptoms will show within 40 days.
Mm, makes sense. What's the word?
How do you say 40 days in Italian?
Yeah, like, what's the phrase?
40 giorni. But it's like the 40.
40 giorni. Quarantine.
God, you suck. Yep.
Yeah.
Hope must be doing stuff right now, because we're getting a ton of Twitter notifications.
Yeah, it's real scary.
And then we're done... We're going to be talking...
Are you trying to be a metalcore singer? Like...
We are going to be talking mostly about Pavelia. Did you just hear that noise that my cat just made?
Was that her?
Yeah.
Ugh. I thought that was something outside.
Nope, that was my cat going... She just expressed a large amount of air all at once, I think. But not in a gassy way. I think that was her... Like, oftentimes I come in and I sit down and I just let a...
She's doing the same thing. That she learned from you. She's like, I've got a full day of taking a nap and shitting in a box. I need to really just relax for a second.
And I gotta listen to these assholes talk for 2 more hours. Mm-hmm. God.
Her life sucks.
And then Intern Stu comes in and sings an appropriately aggressive rendition of Jukebox Hero by Foreigner right in her face. And then wonders why he has scratch marks all over him. Your Venetian gondola accent sucks.
No, it doesn't.
As we just... You just tried to pronounce Italian words, and we're not good at it.
Very okay. Was it great? No. Was it okay? Some would say no. But did it exist? Yeah. Did my best.
Pavelia, southeast of Venice. And it's supposed to be super weird and creepy and crazy.
Just like your dating history.
For real. Let's talk about that. That's a whole episode in itself, and it's terrifying.
Where we just talk about Georgia's dating history.
So I think what I'm going to do, I found one article. Article is not.
It was BuzzFeed.
No, it was Ranker. It's even worse than BuzzFeed. Ranker's 15 horrifying things to happen on Pavelia. So I think I'll go through that. We'll talk about the rumors and the suspected happenings. And the
conspiracy.
And then we'll drop our truth bombs.
Yes.
Blowing up people's minds with the truth. Mm-hmm. Number one. Plague sufferers were taken there to die. I mean... This episode's gonna be all about how quarantines became a thing, so, like, sure, you could say that, but whatever. Number two, the soil has turned rotten. Referring to the fact that people say 50% of the soil is human ash.
That just can't be true.
I know.
Like, that doesn't make sense. Who are these people? Let me talk to them.
Number three, a psychiatric hospital was built there. I mean, that's not that bad. Number four, doctors tortured their patients. Number five, all of these things should be one thing. Some say their screams are still heard today. Number six, illegal thrill seekers report a frightening presence, being watched, scratched, pushed into walls, and chased down corridors.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number 7, the abandoned asylum is filled with ghosts of abused patients. Still, I think all of these things can be one. This did not need to be a list of 15 things.
No, not really. But you know, I appreciate that they did it this way.
Number 8, charred human bones still wash up on the shore. Number 9, an evil doctor sounds a ghostly bell each night. Which, Pavelia's not that far. Like, the islands are all pretty close together, so how do other people everywhere else not hear this bell going off every night?
It's a real tiny bell.
Yeah. Fun fact,
like,
though.
It's like hand size. It's like one of those, like, elementary school bells. Yeah.
Fun fact number 3. Their bell tower looks a lot like the one in our cover art.
Thanks.
So, I kind of like it.
It's because it's our bell tower. We made it.
Yep. We built it.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, haunting leads to the abandonment of the island. Number 11, the island owner's daughter's face got ripped apart by a spirit.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I don't really have anything for that one, but we'll keep talking about it, it's fine.
Yeah, I've got theories.
Number 12, a menacing voice orders visitors to leave.
Fuckers, go home.
Get out.
It's bedtime.
Damn kids, get off my island. Number 13, the island is illegal to visit today.
Mm.
Number 14, visitors to the island were quarantined. Which should go into the plague one. Whatever.
You would think.
You'd think.
Fine.
Number 15, until the 60s, the island housed homeless elderly people. Why is that a horrifying thing that happened on the island?
Because the elderly are terrifying.
Terrifying old people.
Yeah. You ever seen an old people? Spooky. Just one.
God. I love old people. I can't wait to be old. I'm old on
you
the inside.
You are old. You're old on the outside, too. Like, I don't know.
31. 11 days. Woof.
Yep. Fun fact, George's birth certificate is just on a slate. Like, they did not have paper yet.
Especially because it was made in England.
Exactly.
it's even older than it should be. So, we're going to talk about the Lazaretti, which is plural for Lazaretto. A Lazaretto is an area of isolation, typically including a hospital, for those with infectious diseases, especially leprosy and the plague, or Hansen's disease. As it's PC these days to call leprosy.
Leprosy is Hansen's disease.
Disease.
Did not know that. Oh.
It could also be a building or a ship used for quarantine, and the term's also used to describe a military prison or hospital. But I think that all of those originate, like, all of those things happened here in this group of islands, so I think that's why it can be used to apply it to so many different things, because it was so many different things. They're typically run by religious orders as an act of charity towards the sick. Mm. Fucking nuns.
Fucking nuns.
What are you doing? Oh, that's you.
It's
you
me.
Always yeah. make noises, and I blame my cat for
it's
them.
It's true, yeah. It amuses me.
And she's just sitting there sleeping
she
away.
Is. Just being adorable.
Being a
and
perfect little
her.
Demon. Symptoms of any illness would get you sent to such facilities, and treatment was attempted, but most patients and physicians died in the process.
All right. Good success rate. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, diseases. 1400s.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good.
Yeah. Honestly, if they couldn't, like, fix it by cutting something off or literally burning you to death, they're just not going to fix it. You're going to die.
So there are three main Lazaretti that we're going to talk about. Pavelli was the third one. The first one was Lazaretto Vecchio, which was built in 1403, and only about a fourth of the people sent there would return back to Venice or wherever they came from.
That's like an American A. That's
so,
fine. What
yeah,
a good rate.
Fine. No corpse left behind.
Mm-hmm.
They were building a museum on the island, and archaeologists ended up finding 1,500 skeletons of plague victims.
Whoa.
They are both individually buried and in mass pit graves. And then the second one was built in 1471, Lazaretto Nuovo, And it was first used more specifically for families of the people who had already died of the plague. Mm-hmm. So they were like, well, we'll put these people on this island and maybe that'll help spread the contagion. And in 2005, they were doing an excavation of a mass plague graves there, and they found the skull of a woman with a brick jammed in her mouth.
What?
Yeah. Ugh. So they thought that maybe it was believed that she was a vampire. In Europe, when people were suspected to be vampires, they still do this in parts of Europe, which is crazy. And we'll probably talk about it in a later episode. But they would stake them through the heart to the coffin, so they couldn't rise up out of the coffin like they were thought to.
Yeah.
And they would put bricks in their mouth so they couldn't eat, drink people's blood.
What if they just took the brick out, though?
I don't know. This is not my thought process. So this woman, she was discovered to be between 60 and 70 years old. Specifically, maybe believed to have been a shroud eater.
That's a cool name.
I know, right? They don't bite necks more often. It's an undead corpse known for making chewing sounds from the grave. Mm-hmm. And able to cause death and destruction from within their grave. Which is a prevalent myth in the times of contagious diseases, when death usually starts with one family member and can soon wipe out 80% of a family. Mm-hmm. This is seen in New England in the 1800s as well, which when we were recording the other night and I wasn't in the mood to do the episode that I was researching, so we talked about the non-Western burial practices instead.
Mm-hmm. When we talked about being yeeted into the sky.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually what I was researching, was the New England Vampire Panic.
Oh, cool.
So we'll do that again, and I already have half the research done, so we'll do that soon. But yeah. And then other people were like, nah, dude, there's just been so much construction on this island since these graves were dug that a brick just happened to make it into her mouth somehow.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Dumb. I mean, that just seems really...
It's a stretch.
...specific for an accidental thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, speaking of things in weird places, one of my archaeology professors once told us a story of a grave they were excavating, and they found the guy with his head up his own ass because someone had gone in after the body had skeletalized, and they'd taken the skull and, like, set it inside of the pelvic basin, and so his head was essentially up his own ass.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus. Thanks, Dr. Johansson. So, and then both Vecchio and Nuovo would be used as military prisons on occasion due to their isolated nature, but I think they fell out of use as lazaretti maybe in the 1700s, and Pavelia ended up becoming a lazaretto in 1808. But it was first reported as a place of refuge for Romans escaping invading barbarians, a.k.a. Germanic tribes and the Huns, in 421. And in the 10th century, the Church of San Vitale was built there, which is where the bell tower came from. We didn't actually build it. Or did we? Were we monks back in the day? Who knows?
Aliens.
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 Fucking aliens. I can't do it.
Every time.
Oh.
They're trying to clap our cheeks from across the galaxy, you know?
So they built the church during a time of prosperity for inhabitants of the island. And then in 1379, it was abandoned when everyone fled impending war from Genoa. And then after that, the island never recovered. It was just kind of left abandoned. And not because ghosts abandoned it, or not because ghosts scared everybody away.
That's what they want you to think.
Yep. And in 1782... jurisdiction fell to the magistrate of public health, and they were like, alright, what are we going to do with this island? And then some ships came by in 1793, and they had the plague, so they were quarantined and a temporary hospital was established, and then the same thing happened in 1799. And then in 1808, Napoleon was like, nah, we're going to make this a permanent Lazaretto again. Mm-hmm. This was after he ran away from Egypt and never went back. Referred to episode one, throwback.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1814, it became property of the Magistrate of Maritime Sanitation, and it was used by sailors and passengers and cargo while they were waiting their 40-day quarantine. Mm-hmm. Between 1831 and 1837, the island held up 702 ships during a cholera outbreak to prevent the cholera spreading to the rest of Venice. And 49 of those ships were found contaminated and refused entry. And so those goods and people were likely treated on Pavilia. Yeah. So the people would have gone to the hospital, and then the goods would have either been, like, decontaminated, or if they couldn't have been decontaminated, they would have just burned them. Mm. Which sucks for the people who were supposed to buy them.
Yeah.
The plague stuff, not as crazy as what, like, the rumors say. A healthcare facility, including a psychiatric ward, was built. And I think that was in 1922. But it was for the elderly, destitute, and sick. The homeless people, the indigents of society. And not for, like, actual, it wasn't an actual asylum. But there was an asylum on the island of San Servolo, which was to the northeast of Pavilia. And originally that was a monastery, and they turned it into a military hospital, and then that had some of the first psychiatric patients recorded in 1725. And so I think that became an asylum. But there were no mad doctors or tortured patients, even though, like, they would still do lobotomies on people, because lobotomies had recently been invented, so that's pretty torturous in itself, but, like, they weren't intentionally torturing people for the sake of torturing people.
Yeah, they were like, this is good science, it's gonna fix everything.
Yep. And the rumored mad doctor was supposed to have driven himself mad by all the things he did to his patients.
Makes sense.
And then one night in a storm, he was supposed to run to the top of the bell tower and jump off or be pushed off. Mm-hmm. And then he survived the fall, but then one story says that this, like, mist came out of the ground, ghostly mist, and strangled him. And another story says that he survived the fall and a bunch of his patients drug him back up to the top of the bell tower and bricked him in the wall there.
What the fuck? That's so cool.
Yeah. But there's no evidence for either of those things ever happening. And his body was never to be found, probably because it didn't exist in the first place.
No, probably because it's in the walls.
Obviously.
100%.
I watched this. There was this, like, short on an episode of the Night Gallery once, and it was it was a husband and a wife. They were really old. And the wife, you just see the wife crying. And you hear a brick wall being constructed. Mm-hmm. And the husband is saying, it's okay, it'll be better this way. And, you know, you'll be fine without me, it's okay. And so it looks like he's bricking her into the wall. But then the doorbell rings and she goes to answer it, and the guy actually bricked himself into the wall to die in there. It was, like, it was kind of funny, like,
why?
I don't know.
It's like Cask of Amontillado-esque, mm-hmm. like, adjacent, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, maybe, like, die. I don't know.
It's funny.
It's like, it takes so long to die just from, like, being somewhere.
You know? He had, like, a pot of tea in there with him and, like, a book and a little fireplace, like.
Was he sick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So he was gonna die in, like, the next very soon. He wasn't just like, I'm 60, I've got, like, a year or two left. Oh, fuck it.
Yep.
Let's brick myself into this wall and see what happens.
Fun fact number, I lost count. A giraffe got quarantined at Pavilia once. It died later, but some fancy rich person sent it to another rich fancy Italian person.
Mm-hmm.
And it got quarantined there, and then the fancy rich Italian person was like, the fuck am I gonna do with a giraffe? And so they sent it to someone else, and then it died on its way to somewhere else.
Oh, that's
which is sad, yeah.
This
giraffes just aren't meant to be on boats.
No, they're not. That's why it got sick.
Take note, Noah.
Yeah.
You put giraffes on fucking arcs now.
Can you imagine just, like, I don't know, just, so, in Manhattan, Kansas, they, I think it was, there was, like, some disease outbreak, and the skating rink was actually used as a quarantine.
That's weird.
Yeah, so there was
one. When?
I don't know, like, sometime between 1900 and 1940.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure, like, I know, I think that's the time range, like, somewhere in there happened, but definitely, like, was used to quarantine people, and I couldn't imagine just, like, sick person, sick person, sick person, sick giraffe, sick person. Like, I don't know, it'd just be so weird.
Everyone is like, I know I'm sick, but I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
So why do I see a giraffe?
Exactly.
Right now?
And the giraffe is like, can you tell, your guess is as good as mine, dude.
And then the person is, okay. There is a headstone on Pavilia, apparently, that says, this is really cool, 1793, do not dig. Those who suffered contagion in life lie here. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just like we said in the plague episode, if you want more information about the plague, go back and listen to episode 7. Was it 7? It was 7.
I think it was 7. Yeah.
Because we talk all about it. But just like we talked about in that episode, a lot of the deaths that were attributed to the plague in the Venetian Islands were probably actually caused by cholera.
Mm-hmm.
And the haunted history, supposed history of Pavilia, most people think is caused by the fact that history of all of the islands just kind of gets convoluted.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of, like, put it all on this one island to be, you know, oh, we can say this island is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people, like, locals in Venice, they don't really acknowledge the island. You're not supposed to go there. They don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I lived there and all these people were like, oh my god, it's haunted, and wanted to go there all the time, I would just ignore it because I wouldn't want people to...
Yeah.
Like, it would just annoy me, so I wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Ghost Adventures went there.
Oh, what'd they find?
Who knows?
Adventure.
Ghost Adventures love, is a bunch of shit, so...
They went looking for ghosts.
My note says, point 7, Ghost Adventures is shit. So, they went to the asylum by my parents' house that I always talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people were like, yeah, they exaggerated a bunch of stuff, and they, like, used cinematography to make a bunch of stuff look worse than what it is, and, like, nothing happened, but they said all this stuff happens, and, like, they're just being dramatic assholes, and...
Sounds right.
Zach Bagans, as he says.
Zach Bagels.
Bagel Bites is what one of the podcasts I listen to, they call him Bagel Bites.
Nice.
With his fucking buckle jeans and affliction t-shirts.
No one wears buckle jeans when they're trying to find a ghost.
No.
That's just true. Like, it's just a fact.
Yep.
You, like, maybe wear, like, a nice Target shirt, though. You know, like a Target flannel.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful flannel.
Mm-hmm. I have 2 Target flannels in the washer right now, because I wear them all the time.
I almost bought one yesterday.
I sold them from interns, too.
Good.
He doesn't need them.
Nope.
Have you seen him wear a flannel?
This is the price he pays.
Yep.
Want to be an intern?
He just called me a bad girlfriend, so fuck him.
Now he's fired.
See what happens. I will tarnish your name all over my podcast. Yeah. So, that's a bunch of shit about some not-so-haunted islands. Apparently, people did go there to party in the 80s, though. Which I could totally...
That makes sense. Yeah, no.
My dad would totally do something like that.
I don't know why it feels like in the 80s, people just became rich for no reason, and were like, what weird shit can we do?
Right?
But they're not gonna do shit like the Egyptians did in episode 1, when they're just gonna be like, let's get a dead body and just, like, unwrap it while we eat s'mores. That's dumb. Shit's stupid. Partying on a ghosty island,
yeah,
though? That's sick. That's literally the plot of Scooby-Doo, the live-action movie.
Yeah. It sucked.
Do you know who loves that movie? Me. It's so good.
It sucks.
Shut up. You suck.
But I'm also a huge fan of the actual, like, original series cartoon, though.
Me too.
Yeah, the movie sucks. Casey Kasem is where it's at.
That's true. Casey Kasem's a legend.
Yep.
Wait, have we talked about Casey Kasem before?
I don't think so.
You and I have, though. And I don't know why.
Because he's awesome.
I guess, yeah. I feel like it was...
You miss him doing the top 40 countdown. His voice was just radio gold. It's so relaxing and...
Did he die recently?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Maybe that's why we talked about him. And then, like, both suppressed it.
He died in 2014. He lived in Gig Harbor. That's really close to where I lived in Washington. Huh. He doesn't look anything like Shaggy, which is funny to me. He's kind of handsome for an old dude. Look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a very square jaw.
He's got that whole, like...
My name's fucking Shaggy Doo.
He's got that whole, like, 70s radio look down, though.
Wait, what was Shaggy's last name? He had a last name, right? Because, like, there was Scooby-Doo. So, I think internally I've just assumed that Shaggy's last name was Doo as well. But that doesn't really make... That doesn't track.
His real name is Norville Rogers. Well, because Fred's last name is Durst. Just kidding. I was making a joke.
It's Andrews, right? Who's Fred Durst?
The guy from Limp Bizkit.
What the fuck?
Can't you see Fred from Scooby-Doo becoming the lead singer of Limp Bizkit?
Sure.
Daphne Blake. Fred Jones, that's right. Well, that's all I got on... Islands.
Maybe that's all we have about islands. I don't know.
Long Island.
Iced teas.
Yep.
Yep.
Do we just play word association now? Or
yeah. We just do that for as long as we can until people stop listening or literally, like, call the cops. Like, if I don't get swatted, like, during the course of this podcast, then I didn't really make it, you know? That's the whole point.
You weren't trying hard enough.
I was not trying hard enough. That's true. It's Sanjay Baker, 1994 to 2019. He didn't try hard enough. It's just true.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening to us talking about some islands, some spooky stuff, some doctors in walls, some belfries. You know, there's a whole lot going on.
Can I just...
Some canals.
We haven't made a community reference in a long time.
That's true.
So we have to fix that real soon.
That's true.
We haven't talked about SpongeBob in a long time.
We're gonna do this all in the next episode. I believe in it. I feel it.
The next episode is just us talking about Community and SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's it.
And LeVar Burton.
There's an actual topic and we just ignore it.
Yep. That's gonna happen.
Thank you for listening to a broadcast from the Belfry. If you would like to give us some feedback, we would love to hear from you. We love talking to you guys, you know. We often get tired of talking to each other. So please throw in some, like, input, some home crafts that you think we should make. You know, if anyone has a good lasagna recipe, I'd appreciate that too. You
can non-spicy spaghetti.
Georgia does not do spicy spaghetti.
Nope.
You can contact us via email, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter by searching Broadcast from the Belfry or hitting us up at broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com. And yeah, I know, right? I forget it every fucking time. We also are streaming on all platforms right now. There's like 10 different ways you can listen to us. You can figure that out by yourself, though. There's a lot of them.
I like how you pick up your phone like you're gonna look and then you
there's
just
so
give
many
up.
Yeah. I'm not gonna read them. That's too much work for me.
That's fine.
So yeah, thank you again. We love you. I'll say it, Georgia won't. And what do we say to them, Georgia?
Well, I don't say the L word, but we say, thanks for listening and stay spooky.
Sluts. Hey, Willie. I'm on you.